I'm going to share the words of institution first before we commune, so hold off on a second, but you can go ahead and pick up your communion package. Communion is kind of like the moment that Joseph and Mary experienced with Jesus there in Jerusalem. How is that? Jesus chose not to stay in the temple, but verse 51 of Luke 2 says he went to Nazareth. He submitted to his parents. He served his parents. My friends, today, we call this divine service. Jesus is coming to us, and he serves us. He doesn't stay on his throne, but he comes to serve you with his forgiveness and mercy. I share the words of institution. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, also after supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the complete forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." We pray together the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. As a family of God, we now